Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about his daughter, the Lady Fatimah al-Zahra salamullah alayha. As you know, we are in the days of Fatimiyah. What this is the days between two days which have been narrated as having been the days on which the Lady Fatima was martyred and she passed away. Today marks the first day, which is, according to a weaker narration, the day when she martyred. And subsequently, after a few days, we will arrive at the other day, which has been narrated according to a stronger narration, as having been the day in which she martyred and she traveled to the hereafter. Now, and here at IRIB English Radio and Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this grave and very solemn day, which actually is the day which all Muslims, not only the followers of Ahlul Bayt, but all Muslims should commemorate this day and mark it, and they should grieve this day, because there is no doubt about the fact that this lady was one of the most noble ladies of this earth. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, "My daughter Fatima is the chief lady of all the women of the world." And he's also narrated as having said, "Fatima is the chief lady of the women of paradise." And he said, "As for my daughter Fatima, she is the lady of the women of the worlds from the first to the last." Right, so there's no doubt about it that the virtues of the Lady Fatima, many hadiths have been narrated regarding her virtues and the Prophet's great respect for her. For example, it's been narrated that the Prophet, whenever she would enter the room, the Prophet would stand up out of respect for her. And, after she was married, after the verse of purification was revealed, the ayah Tathir, after that, whenever the Prophet would exit his home in the Masjid al-Nabi, when he would pass the door of the Lady Fatima, he would stop and he would greet the inhabitants of that house, meaning the family of Imam Ali, and he would recite the verse of Tathir, so that people could hear it. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day, where we're looking at the virtues of the Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.